Saram dear listeners and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu and today we move on to learning a beautiful bhajan adoring our Lord as Lord Krishna. This is just the names of the Lord strung very beautifully in a simple tune and this is a bhajan which you will really love to sing. So here is how the bhajan flows.
Govinda, Govinda.
So let's get familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan and then we'll move on, like in every episode of this program, to the tune, the raga, the beat. And then we will listen to Brother Sonam Gyamso, a former student of Bhagwan's University, share his thoughts on the feeling and the emotion that this bhajan evokes. So let's begin with the lyrics.
Govinda, Govinda, Mukunda Madhava, Govinda, గోపాల సాయి గోపాల ముకుంద మాధవ గోపాల జై జై గోవింద జై జై గోపాల.
Now that you know the lyrics, here is how this bhajan should be sung. Brother Srinivasulu along with Brother Anirudh will now give us a slow demonstration.
We are singing this in G Pancham.
Govinda, Govinda,
Govinda, Govinda,
Govinda, Govinda,
Govinda, Govinda,
ముకుంద మాధవ గోవింద,
ముకుంద మాధవ గోవింద,
ముకుంద మాధవ గోవింద,
ముకుంద మాధవ గోవింద,
గోపాల సాయి గోపాల,
గోపాల సాయి గోపాల,
గోపాల సాయి గోపాల,
గోపాల సాయి గోపాల,
ముకుంద మాధవ గోవింద,
ముకుంద మాధవ గోవింద,
ముకుంద మాధవ గోవింద,
ముకుంద మాధవ గోవింద.
Now the third speed.
జయ జయ గోవింద జయ జయ గోపాల,
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 జయ జయ గోవింద జయ జయ గోపాల.
గోవింద, గోవింద, ముకుంద మాధవ గోవిందా,
on the tune, you can perhaps already experience the joy of this Krishna bhajan. So vibrant, so lively, so beautiful. So let us learn a little more about what makes this bhajan so beautiful, and then we can discover the beat of the bhajan and little more about how to sing it with that energy, with that vibrancy. So Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the technicalities of this bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
As the bhajan is so simple, the raga is also very simple. All are Shuddha notes, the Shankaravarnam or Bilaval, we call it in the Hindustani classical music.
Sarigama padhani sanidapamagarisa.
It's a simple namavali, and you have many other vintage namavalis also in Shankaravarnam. Like the one which we did just recently is
Jaya Rama Raghu Rama Ram 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 Parama Sumangala Ram Keshava Madhava Jai 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 Ganapati Deva Ram Ram Sai Ram.
And all these bhajans are very happy, very very energetic.
Yes.
And you feel so vibrant to sing, as you said before.
Yes.
And this bhajan also has just two lines: Govinda Govinda, Mukunda Madhava Govinda.
Purely Namavali.
Yes.
Just
Gopala Sai Gopala. Yes. Mukunda Madhava Gopala. And yes, the beauty is the third speed.
Yeah.
Which you can, depending on the tempo of the session.
Yes.
You can even have a fourth speed with the, yes, same lyrics.
Yes.
So let's.
It's ideal for to sing it towards the end, later part of the bhajan,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, yes. It makes everybody clap along with, yes, the rhythm and, yes, sing along with the simple lyrics.
Wonderful. So let's do the swaras.
Yes. So the first line.
Govinda, Govinda, Sari Re Ga Ga Pa Ma Ga Re, Sari Re Ga Ga Pa Ma Ga Re. Mukunda Madhava Govinda Sa 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 Re Ga Ga Ma Ga Re Sa 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 Re Ga Ga Ma Ga Re Sa Sa Gopala Sai Gopala Sa Ga Ga Pa 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 Da Pa Ma Ga Re Sa Ga Ga Pa 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 Da Pa Ma Ga Re Sa 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 Re Ga Ga Ma Ga Re Sa 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 Re Ga Ga Ma Ga Re Sa Sa.
Which is the same as the second line, Mukunda Madhava Gopala. Now we'll go to the third speed and learn how to sing the third speed with the swaras in mind.
Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Ni Ni Sa Sa Re Ga Re Ga Re Sa Sa Ni Ni Sa Sa Re Ga Re Ga Re Sa Sa Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Ga Ga Ma Ga Re Re Ni Re Ga Re Sa Sa Ga Ga Ma Ga Re Re Ni Re Ga Re Sa Sa Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Ma 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 Ga Ma Pa Ma Ga Ga Ma 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 Ga Ma Pa Ma Ga Ga Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Pa 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 Re Ga Pa Ma Ga Ga Pa 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 Re Ga Pa Ma Ga Ga.
Definitely a lovely addition to our repertoire of vintage bhajans.
Yes.
Somewhere it was lost in the womb of time. And so happy. I think a lot of devotees would love to learn and sing this bhajan. It's easy to sing, yes, easy to learn.
And the lyrics are very simple, like Jai Jai Govinda, Jai Jai Gopal. You know? Anybody can just clap.
Absolutely.
And sing, and that's what, yes, Swami always wanted in his.
Yes.
In fact, that's the only basis where he took his bhajans in the fast tempo.
Yes.
Be it Vahe Guru or Hey Shiva Shankaranama, Hari, yes, Bhajana Bina.
Yes.
All these bhajans took to that energy and that, yes, level.
So as we now discuss the beat, maybe Arvind sir, if you can share with us, what is the best way to play the kanjira for this bhajan? I know every bhajan, you can play the beat in different ways because 8 beat has so many permutation and combinations.
Yes.
Perhaps you can demonstrate to us 3-4 ways of how it can be played and what is probably the best way so that this bhajan really lifts up to that vibrancy and we do justice to this bhajan's beauty.
Yes, Bishu, thank you for the opportunity. Actually, this bhajan is like going into the third and the fourth speed. There is a scope for it.
Yes.
So this can be played in two, three different ways in 8-beat.
Yes.
And you can also play in the first speed in the 6-beat and then you can go to 8-beat.
Okay.
Like how Ganga Dhara Hara Ganga Dhara. That is one way. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, some of the people who are not able to sustain the beat for a long time, that speed, they can actually break it into half and then second speed they can go along with a faster mode.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just show you.
Yeah.
Anirudh once, if you can just help in singing so that 2-3 different ways we'll try to show.
Yes.
Govinda, 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 Mukunda Madhava Govinda, Mukunda Madhava Govinda, Gopala Sai Gopala, Gopala Sai Gopala, Mukunda Madhava Govinda, Mukunda Madhava Govinda.
So this is, you're breaking the 8 beat into half and then you're playing the first speed like that. This helps the singer as well as the player who is playing to maintain that energy. So that second type of playing is you straight away go to the extreme tempo with the same bhajan.
I think that also depends on the time of the bhajan session.
Yeah.
Suppose you are singing during the very end, you have 5 minutes left for the bhajan to end. And that time maybe we may have a faster tempo.
Yes.
The faster groove in the kanjira, which supports the singer also to get the speed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's have a demo of that.
Govinda, 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 Mukunda Madhava Govinda, Mukunda Madhava Govinda, Gopala Sai Gopala, Gopala Sai Gopala, Mukunda Madhava Govinda, Mukunda Madhava Govinda.
So this is another way. And in this way, what happens, the singer, as Anirudh has put it, you can go much, much faster, the second speed of the bhajan, third speed, fourth speed. So towards the end of the bhajan, you can do. And we can also try the first speed in 6-beat, and then you can go for the 8-beat in the second speed.
That's like just for a jamming session, maybe.
Yeah, I think
you can see how it
that'd
sounds.
Be interesting.
Govinda, 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 Mukunda Madhava Govinda, Mukunda Madhava Govinda, Gopala Sai Gopala, Gopala Sai Gopala, Mukunda Madhava Govinda, Mukunda Madhava Govinda, Mukunda Madhava Govinda, Mukunda Madhava Govinda, 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 Mukunda Madhava Govinda, Mukunda Madhava Govinda, Gopala Sai Gopala, Gopala Sai Gopala, Mukunda Madhava Govinda, Mukunda Madhava Govinda, Mukunda Madhava Govinda, Mukunda Madhava Govinda, Jai Jai Govinda, Jai Jai Gopala,
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 Govinda, Govinda, Mukunda Madhava Govinda.
Wow, That was really lovely. Thank you so much, Arvind Sai and Anirudh.
Thank you,
Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So it is time now to dwell on the significance of this bhajan, to dwell on the bliss that is stored in this bhajan waiting for us to unlock. And Brother Sonam Gyamso, a former student of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, who has spent many years singing in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan and also has composed many Sai bhajans, over a conversation shares his insights on this bhajan. Sai Ram, Brother Sonam, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom.
Sai Ram, Vishu.
You know, the bhajan we have today, which Bhagwan has given this chance for us to ruminate on, is this simple bhajan on Lord Krishna. It just has the names of the Lord, Govinda, Gopala and Mukunda.
Madhava.
And Madhava, that's all.
Yes.
But you know, the magic that this bhajan creates in you and around you, just the way this bhajan is structured by the Lord, is so powerful, isn't it? I mean, you just sing and you're lost.
Exactly.
Because your mind is filled with such beautiful imagery. This bhajan is perhaps an art. It's an artist by itself, which is painting.
It's a great artwork. Yeah,
it's a great artwork because, you know, it is painting within you such amazing imagery of the Lord. I think every bhajan is definitely, they're all masterpieces, not of art.
Yeah.
They are masterpieces of sources of art.
Exactly. And the melody itself is so simple. Just all the natural notes.
Yes.
And then all woven together like a beautiful work of tapestry work. And and there is no complication.
Yes. Govinda, Govinda.
Wow.
No, you just need sweetness.
Yeah, yeah.
You just need the sweetness of love.
Yes. It's an outburst of a devotee who is singing the glory of his.
Mukunda Madhava Govinda.
It just exhibits your inner happiness, your joy.
Yes.
You know, it's just welling up from deep within.
Yes.
And it's bursting out.
It's like, you know, you can just imagine all the gopis and gopalas, they're just enjoying in the bliss of being in the company of Krishna.
Exactly. In fact, I got this, when I was just chanting this song, singing this song.
Yes.
I got this imagery and it was almost like a beautiful vision wherein Krishna, Lord Krishna is standing. He's in the middle of the forest and is surrounded by his admirers and his adorers.
And his beautiful playmates.
The beautiful playmates, exactly. Yes. It's like the play of the Jivatma and Paramatma.
Yes.
And then the animals, the cows and the bovine animals, they are all surrounding this and noticing this beautiful thing. They are the spectators, the mute spectators. They are also enjoying. And the moment, as Swami said, would tell us quite often, is the evening twilight time, the Godhuli.
Yes.
You know, when the skies turn crimson.
Yes.
With the dust of the raised by the hooves of the cows returning home. And it's such a tranquil moment.
Wow, you have the crimson sky.
Crimson sky.
And these beautiful, charming, deep blue Krishna.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Amidst that, it's a night of colors, you know.
Yeah.
And then he is just standing there, enjoying being admired by his devotees.
And the sand matching with the colors of the horizon.
Exactly.
And Krishna is in contrast.
Yeah.
And then you have the gopis and gopalas who are again, you know, so much merged with that entire ambience.
Yeah.
And I think these gopis and gopalas, I can only think of, they are all colored in the color of the earth.
Exactly.
And the color of the sky.
Yes, yes.
And Krishna stands out.
Yeah.
Absolutely out of the ordinary. He's dazzling there as something who's the magnet there.
Just like, you know, in the Vedic scriptures, they say, Neela Toyad Madhyastha Vidyul Likhya Bhaswara.
Yes.
So it's just like a streak of lightning.
Streak of lightning, yeah. Yes.
And wow. So beautiful, beautifully resplendent standing there.
Yes.
And then that actually matches with the, I felt the imagery and the song
and
itself.
The song, yeah.
And the title of the song.
Yes.
It all matches with today.
Yeah, yes. We are recording this today, which is a holy day.
It's a holy day. It's a holy, holiest of the holy.
Holy days, yeah.
But at the same time, it's holy because yesterday only Holika was burnt on a pyre. And today people are just turning, you know, it's a rite of colors throughout the world.
Yes.
People are throwing colors on each other in keeping with the tradition right from the time of the...
You're celebrating the destruction of an evil force.
Exactly.
Yes.
So the time stands testimony to that to that great event.
Yes. Wow. You know, in fact, when you look at all the Indian festivals, you know, be it Dasara, be it Holi, you know, be it Deepavali.
Yeah.
Every festival is a celebration of goodness.
Yeah.
Over evil.
Yeah. Triumph of good over
triumph
evil.
Triumph of good over evil. Yeah. You know, it's so seeped in Indian culture.
Exactly.
That, you know, you take one step towards goodness.
Yeah.
and you know, the Lord will come 99 steps.
Exactly.
And He will hold your hand and ultimately...
And victory is all yours.
Victory is yours. Yeah. Because the Lord is going to be with you.
Exactly. So it really matches the day.
Yeah.
I was telling you. And
wow.
And the song itself, the simplicity of the song.
Yes.
And the frugality of words also. Because, you know, when you are tongue-tied, you don't need too many words to express your joy.
And the names of the Lord are so profound.
Exactly.
You know, you can just, for days, ruminate on just the word Gopala or Govinda. You don't need any other word.
No, I was in fact thinking deeply about Govinda by itself. You know, Vinda is finder.
Yes.
Finding Go. And Swami quite often would tell us that Go is not only the cows.
Yes.
But Go is also the Ved.
Yes.
And Go is also the senses.
Yes.
So to find the source.
Yes.
To find the source of the senses.
Mm.
So that you can master the senses.
Yes.
Master the mind and be a mastermind. That's what Swami would tell us quite often. So Govinda is the master.
Yes.
And he reminds us that, you know, you can tame the senses if you understand the ways of the senses.
Yes.
The dynamics of the senses.
Hmm.
So, and even in Vedic parlance, even in our scriptures, everywhere, you know, you find written, even in Taittiriya Upanishad, the allusions to the long-haired, very furry type of animals. God, please give those animals to me.
Mm.
So definitely the one who was, the rishi who was doing the sacrifice, was not asking for riches of the world.
Mm.
So material possessions of the world. But he was asking for mastery over the senses.
Yes.
Like, give me mastery over the senses.
Yes.
So lomasham pashubhi sah swaha. So lomasham is that.
Yes.
And every time allusions like, you know, shamno astu dvipade, sham chatuspade.
Yes.
So the four-legged, the quadruped.
Yes.
The animals are all the time worshipped.
Mm.
So the allusions to the cow, not only as a bovine, sacred bovine animal, but cow representing the Ved itself.
Yes.
Cow representing motherhood and cow representing the senses.
Yes.
And wow. Govind,
the
finder of the senses.
Finder. In fact, you know, the thought that I also get when you sing this bhajan is, yes, mastering the senses is something that we all have to strive for.
Yeah.
And because He helps us in this endeavor, He is Govinda.
Yeah.
But if you think about the dynamics of the senses and try to master them, that is one approach.
Yeah.
The other approach is what Krishna was doing and what these gopis and gopalas were doing, you know.
Absolutely.
They were just lost in the contemplation of the Lord. They were lost in the glory of the Lord. They were lost in the joy of being with the Lord. They were lost in singing the glories of the Lord. They were lost just looking at the Lord.
Yeah.
They were lost just thinking about what a precious opportunity they have to be with Krishna. They were lost drinking the sweetness of His love. You know, if you are just, then you don't have to think about what the senses can do, cannot do. The senses automatically become powerless.
Powerless, yeah.
Because your mind is so focused on that which is the source of everything.
You are on the highest realm. Yeah.
Yeah. So highest. Without any intellectual gymnastics, without learning even a single word about the Vedas or anything, you know, you have actually attained that stage. You have transcended all that.
Yes.
Simply by being lost
completely
in the bliss of the sweetness of His love.
Yes.
Which is there all the time.
Madhava.
Yeah, Madhava is that, you know.
Yes.
Madhu. He is the honey. Yes.
In fact, it reminds me of that description of in Srimad Bhagavatam, Mukam Karoti Vachalam, Pangum Langayati Giram, Yat Kripaha Tama Bandi, Paramananda Madhavam. That Madhava, full of Madhurya, full of Rasa, full of that nectar. Such nectarine beauty.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, as you are mentioning this, you cannot but recollect Madhurashtakam.
Yeah.
Adharam Madhuram Nayanam Madhuram Vasitam Madhuram. Everything is Madhuram.
Yeah.
I think that's what the gopis and gopalas were singing, you know, all the time. Everything about Krishna. They were so fascinated with that Krishna. And in fact, you know, it is so easy for us to imagine that.
Exactly.
You know?
No, as you said so beautifully just now, it's such a beautiful imagery. That when you are lost in that consciousness, which is the highest transcendental state, then the lower states don't mean anything to you at all.
Yes.
They fall apart.
Exactly.
The senses fall apart, the mind falls apart, the intellect falls apart. Nothing is of any importance to you. You are just constantly there. Beautiful.
Yes. And in fact, it is so easy for us to imagine this because, you know, when you lived with Bhagwan, that is how it was, isn't it?
Exactly.
You know, when you join here as a student or when you initially become a devotee and you are so fascinated with, you know, all that the Lord does, all that the Lord is, the way the Lord speaks, the way the Lord interacts, the way the Lord touches you, the way the Lord caresses you, the way you pine for that one moment with the Lord, the way you cherish that one Padmanabhaskaram, the way you spend your entire month for that one moment when you can do a performance in front of the Lord, the way you think about your entire vacation to go back again and again be with the Lord. You know, I think that is how it is for every Sai student, you know, who has been there, who has lived physically with the avatar. Especially, I remember in the Vrindavan days, they used to say where they had the chance to actually be in Swami's compound for most of the time. So it's like, if they were not in the classes and if they were not sleeping or eating, then they were in Swami's bungalow.
And Swami was spending 9 months in a year in Vrindavan.
Yes.
And hardly 3 months in Puttaparthi.
And he called it Vrindavan.
Yeah, he called
very
it Vrindavan.
Aptly.
Exactly. In fact, my first impression as a student, when I just joined there, I thought that I was really in Vrindavan. And all the students were so devoted to Bhagwan. But among them, as the tradition goes on till this day, and it'll go on forever, because it's seen now.
Yes.
And I used to feel that even among them, there were a few who were extremely, extremely devoted to Bhagwan. Like, you know, they would be all the time looking at Bhagwan, waiting for Bhagwan, thinking of Bhagwan. And I used to feel that I am living with these great Gopa and Gopikas who are once again, who are born in this world. Like Karanajivis with Swami, to live with Swami. Mm. So I used to feel that way. I used to feel so blessed by Bhagwan that I am living with these great people.
Mm. Wow. And Swami also so beautifully in Vrindavan has, in those days, used to have a lovely statue of Krishna. And later on, it got replaced with a Tribhangi Krishna.
Yeah. And Swami's darshan used to be around that.
Yes.
You know, around the Krishna.
Around the Krishna.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, everything is so significant when you think about it. And Swami called the building there Trayi Vrindavan.
Yeah.
And Trayi refers to the three Vedas. And, you know, the essence of the Vedas is this Parama Prema, ultimately.
Yeah.
Vrindavan is that essence of the entire Vedas. Because Swami says, you know, you may have dharma, artha, kama, moksha as the four goals of human existence. But Swami says there is a fifth purushartha. The fifth purushartha is prema, parama prema.
Oh, parama prema. So beautiful.
You know, and so if you see every bhajan is a medium for us to experience this fifth purushartha of life. We are all the time busy in the four other purusharthas of life in our daily living. Dharma, artha, kama and moksha. We keep thinking about all these things. But when we are in bhajans, we are thinking only about prema.
Prema.
About love.
Every bhajan is a reminder. At least that bhajan moment is a reminder. True reminder of this prema.
Yes, I mean, I remember when Swami used to talk about Radha, and Radha used to pray that you please, you take away all my senses. You should surrender all her senses. Please take charge of my senses, and the senses have to be fed. So you please take away my ego, take away my ahamkara and mamakara, because the senses thrive on this ahamkara and mamakara. We know how sense I and mine is what binds us to the senses. So Radha used to pray, please I surrender all my senses and I surrender the capacity to control the senses. Please take away my ego and ahamkara and mamakara so that you can feed my senses. I don't want the senses. I don't want the feed for my senses. Exactly. So that I can be completely empty and I can just love you and that's it.
And that was what was Radha. Swami would so many times tell us that Radha is Dhara, in fact.
Yes,
the continuous flow. The continuous flow of devotion.
Yes, the stream.
The stream. Endless
stream of devotion. Yeah. And in this bhajan, when you have this Jai Jai Govinda, Jai Jai Gopala, and that in the third speed, it really, you cannot but think about in the scene that you mentioned before, like all the gopis and gopalas, they are in the rasa krida,
they are in the rasa krida.
They are completely, each one is experiencing the joy of having Krishna in their heart, inside and outside. And they are just lost in that ecstasy. That's what, that is the ecstasy to which this bhajan takes you, isn't it?
Yeah. In fact, I felt that, soon after the second line, then immediately, soon after the third line, in fact, there is a deep urgency to see Jai Jai Govinda, Jai Jai Gopala, to say victory to you.
Yes.
Because everyone wants to get into that ecstatic mood.
Mm.
And Swami so often would say that without rasa, there is no rasa. So that rasa is so important. When you are filled with that nectar, then there is a rasa lila, there is a rasa krira.
In fact, I'm reminded of that beautiful song, which was part of the Surdas drama, I think, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mohan ke mukh par bansari, Radha ke man ki pukar.
So beautiful.
मोहन के मुख पर बंसरी राधा के मन की पुकार
राधा के मन की पुकार
यस प्रवाहित सुरधारा अनुपम
धारा that धारा इज राधा
दैट धारा इज राधा
एंड स्वामी आल्सो वुड से राधा वाज माय आधार आल्सो
यस And if only every bhajan can become for us those moments, those Radha moments, then we can really experience that prema.
That you become the substratum of God Himself.
Yes.
Just, and vice versa. Because, He is the substratum of everything.
Yes.
There is no difference between God and His devotee then.
In fact, I remember when Bhagwan also used to sing the bhajans and then Swami would for example say Govinda Krishna Jai Gopala Krishna Jai Govinda Krishna Jai Gopala Krishna Jai when Bhagwan used to sing and the way the crowd used to join I think those were the moments where everybody forgot absolutely who is sitting next to me, what is happening, what
everything,
is not happening,
everything
was forgotten. You're just so mesmerized by the Lord,
by the
His music, His melody, His magnificence, His magnificent personality, everything. You're just so captured by it.
Once Professor N. Kasturi asked Swami, we were also there at your shot, and he asked Swami that how do you do that, Swami? You are using divine power to do all this, definitely we understand.
Mm.
Mesmerizing people, captivating people. Swami said, no, you don't need divine power to do all that.
Mm.
Humanly, it's possible.
Mm.
I'm giving my 100%.
Wow.
You also give your 100%, it'll work, Swami said.
Wow.
Like if we can be the very epitome of divinity, then it works for everyone. That captivating look. And especially when Swami would just sit there and say two words, people would giggle with laughter. There would be ripples of laughter everywhere. People, even those who never listened, never heard Swami, who were far away, sitting far away, and definitely away from Bhagwan, they wouldn't have heard the words spoken by Swami. But the mesmerizing gesticulations of Bhagwan, a few gestures here and there, but then it would just translate into, and it would work into everybody's, flow into everybody's very senses. And it would captivate everyone. Everyone would be so happy.
In fact, you know, I think as we sing this bhajan, if we can recollect those moments in our lives, you know, when we celebrate the joy of having the Lord in our lives. Jai Jai Govinda, Jai Jai Gopala, Jai Jai Govinda, Jai Jai Gopala. If we can use this bhajan to be lost in the joy of having the Lord in our lives, and let that joy only increase exponentially as the bhajan proceeds. Yeah. You know, that will be a celebration of Sai in our lives.
Yeah.
And I think, and this bhajan enables that so fantastically.
Exactly. Yeah, every bhajan gives us that, enables us to celebrate that way. Definitely. And I was thinking, you know, about the day today. Like people are throughout the world, people are throwing colors on each other. Many people do it knowingly. Some people do it unknowingly.
Yes.
But the only thought that comes to my mind is, you know, we used to sing Ranga De Chunariya.
Yes.
Shama Piya Mohe Ranga De Chunariya. Yes. We used to sing before Swami. Yes. One of the songs
Let
that
me
Swami
be draped quite in your color.
In your color. So to be draped in your color.
Yes.
To be saturated in that color.
Yes.
God's color.
Wow. Fantastic. I think it's really Bhagwan's grace that we are recording this on a holy day.
Yeah.
And he is really, every day is holy, but having the chance to record this on a day which is so sacred and it's literally a holy day for us today.
Exactly.
To really, you know, sometime back I had written something about this hue, orange, you know, which has come into all our lives. It goes like something like this. Thanks to the orange, I am changed.
Wow.
No one is beyond his range. Everyone will change. Problems will become few when we acquire the orange hue.
Oh, so beautiful. The orange hue.
And I think that is what we all have to strive to acquire, isn't it?
Yes.
We want to be draped in that orange hue, because once you are draped in that orange hue, then the senses won't bother you. You have transcended the senses.
Yeah. That is dispassion.
That is dispassion, because you know, because your life just becomes a saga of sacrificial love to the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah. And that love gives you so much joy. You have not sacrificed anything. You have gained.
Yeah.
You have gained the most precious gift of supreme love.
Yeah.
And that love gives you everything. We can never ever sacrifice anything for the Lord. We can only get so much in return.
Yes.
Because we sacrifice something very paltry and we get something so, so precious, so priceless.
Yeah.
And I think that should be our endeavor all the time. Can I always be draped in the hue of the orange? And that's what I think the gopis and gopalas were, isn't it? You know, when you're talking about the initial imagery, they were all draped in that hue of orange in that twilight as Krishna was there, you know, as the lightning there. And the ocean and the sky was orange, the earth was orange, and they were all draped in that orange hue.
Yeah, beautiful. My own experience of that orange, I have narrated it, I have shared this elsewhere also many times. But you know, that moment when I stood all alone in Purnachanda Auditorium to speak for the first time in my life, and I was just a teenager then.
Mm.
And then I was so nervous that I forgot my speech.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, when I was nervously looking here and there, I saw movement on the other side, and Swami was offering me his cup of, I'll never forget that, the glass of water he was offering
from
his own chalice.
Wow.
And I, in my nervousness, I just pounced on it, drank the water, and I believe I gave back the empty cup to Swami. And in his compassion, he took it from me and placed it on the table. But my experience after that was, for once, I was not allowed to wear my glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Swami said, don't wear the glasses. You won't see anyone there in the audience.
Mm.
So you won't get nervous.
Mm.
So when I didn't have my glasses on, and then when I went and stood there, all of a sudden, I completely lost track of time. I was no more there physically.
Mm.
Yeah, with my senses, I was not there. And all that I saw was only orange and orange and orange throughout the hall. There was nothing, no human being, nothing, no noise.
Wow.
Pure silence. And then only after 15 minutes, I believe, I gave a good talk.
Wow.
Good speech. I sang a song also. And then Swami was tugging at me and pictures were being taken by people. And that was my experience of the orange.
Wow.
Yeah, when you are completely... Of course, that was not because... Definitely, I wouldn't say that, ascribe that to my love for Bhagwan. It was sheer, purely His grace on
I think
me.
That was one moment when He draped you in orange.
Draped, yeah.
And you know, when you look at it, He told you not to wear the specs. Because, you know, don't look at the outside.
Exactly.
Because once you look at inside...
Yes.
Then you will be draped in my hue.
Yeah.
And when you're draped in my hue, why do you need the world?
Exactly.
You just close your eyes and victory is yours.
Exactly. And that is why people throw color water, throw colors on each other today.
Yes. Wow. Fantastic. Amazing. You know, I think if we can use this bhajan to ensure that, you know, after we sing this, we glow in that hue of sacrificial orange, in that hue of purifying orange,
exactly,
in that hue of sanctifying orange, transcendental orange, then, you know, whatever 5 minutes or 10 minutes, 15 minutes we would have spent singing His name, we would have got returns multifold, manifold,
exactly,
in the form of His boundless grace. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Brother Sonam, coming and sharing this beautiful moments. And it's always a joy when you take any bhajan, because every bhajan is like a Veda.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So that was Brother Sonam Gyamso, an alumnus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, sharing his thoughts on what this bhajan could mean to us. With that, let's move on to the final part of this program. You will now listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan.
Jai Jai Govinda, Jai Jai Govinda. Gopala.
Jai Jai Govind, Jai Jai 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 Gopala.
So that's the new bhajan for this episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. We hope you liked it. Please feel free to send in your feedback and comments. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His Lotus Feet.